So, do you use a cell phone? Sure you do. You probably use it all the time. But have you ever taken a close look at the documentation that came with your phone?
iPhone has been tested and meets applicable limits for radio frequency, RF, exposure. Specific absorption.
You'll find Apple's warnings about its phone on page 184 of its user manual, and then by following a link to RF frequencies.
The SAR limit is 1.6 watts per kilogram in countries that set the limit averaged over 1 gram of tissue.
In May, the Berkeley City Council decided it wanted to make these warnings clearer to consumers.
iPhone radios are set to their highest transmission levels and placed in positions that simulate use against the head.
So they passed an ordinance requiring retailers to share the information with customers at the point of sale.
To reduce exposure to RF energy, use a hands-free option, such as the built-in speakerphone, the supplied headphones, or other similar accessories.
But an industry lawsuit called the ordinance, quote, scientifically baseless, and a federal court blocked Berkeley from making the information more accessible.
Carry iPhone at least 5 millimeters away from your body to ensure exposure levels remain at or below the as-tested levels.
This week, the Berkeley City Council met again to pursue changes to its Right to Know ordinance. KLW's Lizak Shalit has the story.
So are we all voting aye?
On Tuesday night, the Berkeley City Council unanimously voted to remove 7 words from its cell phone ordinance, thereby establishing a national precedent for consumer safety information. What 7 words about cell phone radiation did they cut? Quote, this potential risk is greater for children. And what did they keep?
Basically, you shouldn't keep the phone in your pocket, breast or pants pocket, or in your bra. You should not keep it directly next to your body.
That's Joel Moskowitz, director of the University of California, Berkeley, Center for Family and Community Health.
These warnings were required by the federal government, the FCC. Currently, they've been hiding these safety instructions. They bury them in the manual or in the phone itself, and they don't want the consumer to see this information.
But the CTIA Wireless Association sees things differently. The industry group claims that Berkeley's cautions are false, and that retailers cannot be compelled to say something they don't believe in. Its lawyer, Theodore Olson, puts it this way.
Berkeley is perfectly capable and quite free to express its own opinions in its own way, but it can't make someone else carry their messages.
On September 21st, a U.S. District Court judge backed Berkeley, with one exception. That exception is still, quote, a matter of scientific debate.
The judge indicated that one sentence need to be removed from the city's Right to Know ordinance. And that's a small price to pay, so we're delighted.
That's Berkeley Council member Chris Worthington.
We feel like we won 99% and lost one sentence. It's not a problem to remove it.
This could be the kind of groundbreaking consumer health legislation that Berkeley has pioneered. Like its 1977 ban on smoking in restaurants and last year's soda tax. City officials say the process to enact the ordinance could be completed in a matter of weeks. That is, of course, unless the cell phone industry takes more legal action. Here again is lawyer Theodore Olson.
If every city in California and every city in Texas and every city in every other state comes up with a different warning label, it's going to be impossible to market that product. And then you are going to pay a lot more for your cell phone. And the federal government, the Federal Communications Commission, does not want that.
So what do Berkeley cell phone retailers and shoppers think? Salespeople and store managers at 6 stores along Shattuck Avenue did not want to go on air with their views, but they all told me that it's the rare customer who expresses concern about cell phone safety. Shopper Laurel Sharp was looking for wireless headphones at one store. Outside, she expressed a thought echoed by many.
I feel like cell phone radiation is a well-known idea and that it doesn't matter. People are not going to not use their cell phones. It's kind of like there's so much information about things that are bad for you. I mean, I do think it's great that people are concerned that you would have a right to know. And so I think it should be the law.
And for now, in Berkeley, that's close to being the case. For Cross Currents, I'm Lizak Shalit.